We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The developmental class of the Cleveland Browns has have added 6 picks. They made all the 6 picks. No trade downs. It's a Andrew Berry draft miracle. We'll get to those in just a moment. But Daryl Ryder and Andy Baskin talk about the connection between Friday night's draft picks and break down the draft in the new episode of It's Always Game Day in Cleveland, sponsored locally by Smiley One and Bryant, Northeast Ohio's premier heating and cooling solutions. Subscribe now at 923thefan.com, the free Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts, Apple, Spotify, 923thefan.com. Have I mentioned Apple? Also follow along with the show on the 923 The Fan YouTube channel. You just got to hit the subscribe button there. It's always game day in Cleveland. You happy with the draft that you saw from the Cleveland Browns?
I mean, sure. Yeah, I think they did a nice job. I don't know about the later round picks. I mean, I like the first couple of picks, but you know, that you basically got 2 picks you expect a lot out of.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, we're at least this year we're going to kind of, because you don't have a first round pick, we're going to put a lot of weight on Mike Hall Jr. and you're going to put a lot of weight on Zach Zinter. I would be surprised if we didn't have to wait and see on Zinter cuz you don't have an opening at guard. And I'll be honest with you, getting that kid under the tutelage of Joel Bitonio and Wyatt Teller, I think, is awesome. The guy that I got most excited about was Mike Hall Jr. It's not because he's from Streetsboro, although what up Portage County
and a Buckeye,
and it's not just because he's a Buckeye. It's because I think the Browns have finally cracked the code on the defensive line. They've spent the last 4 drafts drafting predominantly bigger defensive linemen, right? Siaki Ika, Tommy Togiai, like even Jordan Elliott was seen as more of like a guy who could get to the quarterback, but like he was still like a 325-pound player. And if you look at it right now, the guys that are getting the best pressure are guys that are built like Mike Hall, who might be an inch or two shorter than you want him to be and who might be 10 pounds lighter, but who have just that quick first step. And from the scheme, the reason why I love it is not just because I think undersized defensive linemen are the way to go right now, because obviously like a guy like Chris Jones is 6'6", 300 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
He's not undersized. He does well for himself. But my point is, it's the system. I think Mike Hall Jr. in a lot of systems might get lost. I think in the wide nine, it's the perfect system. Because the wide nine is simply about, can you get off quicker than anybody else? And he has a quicker first step than almost any defensive lineman in the draft, and certainly he's right up there. I mean, Johnny Newton's another guy with that quick first step. you can make the argument Mike Hall is one quick, you know, one half second quicker than even in Johnny. So I love that fit. Like that's like I would be surprised if by the end of the year he hasn't turned into more than just like a
not a rotational guy. You think like more of a every down kind of guy?
I think the fit is so much that by the end of it, we might be talking ourselves into Mike Hall being the starter in 2025 next to Dallas.
I mean, listen, he's a second round pick. I certainly hope that he can be a starter here.
Yeah.
Maybe not this year, but maybe next year.
But not like Jordan Elliott was the starter. I mean, like he'll actually Jordan caught another stray there. Well, he's a fine football player. He's just not going to be good here. But I think the Browns have a really good interior pass rusher to go with Dalvin, who I think really can eat up some space and take some of that. And by the way, more importantly, I think Mike can be a starter for the next five to seven years next to Miles. And we just haven't had a lot of guys that we can point to and go, yeah, oh, those two guys. You've always been filling three spots in the O-line at the same time. I think between Mike Hall and Dalvin, I think you have some stability that I think becomes really intriguing with how you maybe use that first rounder next year. Depending on where you pick, maybe all of a sudden you start to take that first edge rusher that you haven't really been able to take because you haven't had a first rounder. I love it, man. I love the way that second day of the draft went. I thought was perfect.
How great was it to see? Well, it was a little miserable, but also great to see that the draft capital for the Watson trade's done now.
Yeah.
I mean, they got a lot out of it.
They did, but I mean, we kind of always knew that. We'll get into the Watson part of this in a while, but like, that's another part that just made me go, oh, okay. I don't have to, because every year it's been a checklist, right? This is what the Texans did with the Browns draft picks. And the first year it didn't sting too much. The second year they used that 13th pick to trade up to 3 to get Will Anderson. I don't know that still technically counts because it was a part of what got you to 3.
I mean, they'll count it.
But like now you're like look at it and you're like, okay, that's good. Like, that's a good haul, but nothing that makes me feel like the Browns can't come back and quote-unquote win the trade. And I think the Zinter stuff, by the way, the guard out of Michigan, I think he's really interesting because a year from now we should expect him. If he doesn't get reps because of injuries this year, I think the expectation is he'll take over for one of your guards, and I think it becomes an interesting conversation of who you're more comfortable Zach Zinter replacing a year from now. Because I think a lot of people would say...
Well, I mean, we got our boy Keith who's got an opinion.
Is that your cue for I should bring in Keith on this?
Yes.
Okay. That's how you lead a show. Keith. A year from now, Zach Zinter takes over for whom?
I say it's a higher chance of Wyatt Teller.
Why?
Just because you're paying Wyatt Teller like a top guard in the NFL. Not that that's been a problem to this point because he's played pretty well, but he has been injury prone. He is still relatively in the prime of his career. And if you're not wanting to pay that position like they've been paying it for the last few years to avoid, you know, the money constraints of other positions, and it'd probably be easier to just either deal him a year from now or to cut bait.
So I think if it's as simple as we're planning 1 year from now to move on from one of these guys, and I feel dirty saying this, I would move on from Joel. Joel is, I think, 3 or 4 years older. Joel's injuries have started to impact him. Wyatt is still, I mean, Wyatt, despite the injuries, Wyatt is insanely athletic.
And, oh, he's a freak.
And
that trade, by the way, turned out to be fantastic.
It's
like a fourth round pick or something.
Yeah, that actually is probably the best move that Dorsey made, was getting Wyatt Teller for a fourth or fifth round pick, when he himself had already been a fifth round pick. But here's why I would choose Wyatt. I also think Wyatt's athletic build holds up longer. Like Joel's a big dude. And, you know, like, you look at Wyatt, I can't tell Wyatt's like 315 or 320. I can tell that Joel is 315, 320.
Mm-hmm.
So Wyatt is younger. I think at this point, I think Wyatt's a better football player, although Joel will always be one of our favorite players. And, man, I think if in a year Zach Zinter takes over for Joel Bitonio, even if Joel goes to Arizona or Green Bay or the Giants and has three more years, I'll make that. Because I think with Wyatt's 29. Conceivably, if he wants to, Wyatt could play another 6 years. And
he's still pretty young.
Still very young. And again, I just think I think his body is built to hold up with the way he's built.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With All Trails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with All Trails.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I think it's just, and I he's already the more athletic player than Joel. So he's younger, he's more athletic. I just trust his build a little bit more. I'm not saying I want them to move on, but if the Browns are thinking about this, I think if you're drafting with the mind of let's replace somebody next year, I think it's got to be Joel. Because I think the worst case scenario is you get 1 year in with Zach replacing Wyatt, and you then have to replace Joel because Joel's retired. And this could all be for naught because Joel conceivably could retire after this year.
Good.
This is, I think, his 11th or 12th
year.
He's
been here since 2014, I think, right?
So this...
Don't know how I remember that, by the way.
It's kind of maybe your most impressive pull today. Thank like you. You said that you knew that.
I said it with confidence.
Not only do you say a lot of things with confidence, but sometimes
so do you.
Your eyes betray you that I know.
We're on radio.
Yeah, but I know. But in this case, I knew that you were right. Not because I also knew it was 2014.
You'd see the confidence in my eyes.
But it was like there's no
salt
doubt.
And vinegar there.
No salt and vinegar in them eyes. But no, I'll be honest with you. If they got cheap about Wyatt in a year, I'd be pretty pissed. I think Wyatt at this point is almost underrated because all anybody talks about with a guy is money. And what we've forgotten is both Wyatt and Joel have lived up to their contracts. I understand some generalities about, well, you don't want to pay guards too much money. Jason Lloyd has been talking about this for literally 3 years. Okay, it's 2 years because I've been back for 2 years. But it annoys the hell out of me. Not Jason, but the whole thing of, well, you can't pay two guards. Are they worth it? Because if they're worth it, I'll pay them whatever the hell they want. Like, I'll be honest with you. I'm a little salty about paying two tackles, something like $30 million, when one guy is consistently hurt for most of the season and the other guy can't finish a play that is longer than 2.5 seconds.
And here's the thing. What sort of team do you want to be, right? You've got – I mean, the guards have sort of been – the bell cow this offense, and you basically feature Nick Chubb in this offense, right? So what do you want to do? Do you want to protect Deshaun Watson, or do you want to be able to run the football?
I think the most important thing is keeping the offensive and defensive lines upright. Mm-hmm. I think a special quarterback can make up for everything else. If you don't have a good offensive line or defensive line, you're going to put Deshaun in harm's way. And that would be the worst thing to do if he finally gets healthy this year and gives you 17 games, and then you go, let's get chintzy with the guards.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.